Mark Hamrick, Senior Economic Analyst with Bankrate, is joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line to talk about retirement savings. At some point, it's on everyone's mind. You know, the question, will you have enough, right, Mark? I mean, it seems like we hear all the time, though, that we're not saving enough.
Yeah, good to be with you, Susan and Brian. It should be on the minds of every single working American because the need to save for retirement is essentially something that will persist throughout their adulthood, and the people who are in the best position to achieve success earlier, those who are starting out in their careers and can be on track as opposed to those who feel behind. And the key to our survey, as you indicated, Susan, is that 57% of working Americans say they feel like they're behind on their retirement savings. That includes about one third who feel significantly behind. Only 22% say they think they're on track, and less than that, 15% believe that they're ahead of the game.
I see out of the survey that 23% of people are honest. And that is in saying that they don't know how much they're going to need for retirement. And I kind of feel like that number might be a bit more.
Well, I mean, I would like to say that all of our respondents are likely honest. But I think, to your point, it's an amusing way to put it, in the sense that 23% say they don't know what they need. And you can do the math, and that's the opportunity that we're really spotlighting here at Bankrate, is go to our retirement savings calculators at Bankrate.com and start trying to figure it out. One thing that was the most illuminating process ever for me, having worked at Bankrate for many years now and having been in business of financial information for many, many decades, is something called the Rule of Four. And the Rule of Four is simply this, that when you have a pool of money from which to pull your retirement funding, because obviously you're not going to spend it all at once unless, you know, and that bucket list thing all needs to be checked off at once. Essentially, taking out 4% a year is regarded as an industry standard. So if you're among the few who have as much or more than $1 million saved for retirement, what you have then on an annual basis is $40,000. Now, many Americans are going to be relying also on Social Security, but that's also a political and math problem, because at some point about a decade down the road, we have unfunded promises made to Americans because the pool is not going to be kept current at the current pace. So bottom line is, this is an opportunity to solve for this problem rather than to just say, oh, woe is me, nothing can be done about it.
Can you catch up? Can you start putting money in later and have enough?
Well, absolutely, because having not enough is obviously at some level unacceptable or just not a good development. And the more we have, then the better off we're going to be. And then for those who, let's say, are more senior, let's just say, like myself, if people in the more senior age groups believe that they do have a problem, among the things they can do, as you say, is to begin to be a little more aggressive on their funding right now, seek outside sources of income, or even work longer past traditional retirement years. And as we know, we see it all the time going out and about in our daily rounds. There are plenty of people who are working later than they might have decades ago, or even later than they might have expected. So, but for those who are earlier in the workforce, earlier in their careers, take advantage of those 401ks with the employer matches and realize that, you know what, I think we can all attest here, life does happen, and God willing, we'll make it to those retirement years, and we need to have some money in the bank.
What is the advice, and what can you tell people about, you know, some of these different options for saving? Because I think part of the confusion there is maybe resulting in having people just sit on the sidelines. You know, oh, do I need the Roth IRA? You know, am I supposed to be doing that? Am I supposed to be doing the 401k? Can I just put money into a savings account? Well, like, I think a lot of people might be wondering how to save, more so than if they should save.
Well, we won't solve that problem during this conversation, but what I will say is there's plenty of information around, and most people who are working a full-time job have an employer program where the employer will match up to a certain point. It could be 3%, 5%, et cetera, of what they're putting into a tax-advantaged account, meaning that it's going into the account without taxation. They'll only be taxed once they take it out during their retirement. But as you said, IRAs, Roth IRAs, there are lots of different tools in the toolbox, and information abounds, and many of us already have a relationship with a financial professional that we're already doing business with, whether it's just walking into a bank where we have our checking account and asking, hey, is there anybody here who can give free advice? If you don't have that established, if you don't already have a 401k through your employer, begin those conversations with a financial professional. A fee-only financial professional is the sort of paid option, and that is where you know how much money you're going to spend going in that conversation, and down the line, that's going to pay dividends.
Yeah, and are there a number of people that are currently working, even though they're past retirement age, because they don't have the savings?
Oh, no doubt about it. And indeed, those who said they are behind on their retirement savings predominated those who are more senior, including 66% of baby boomers. Well, that's everybody aged 60 to 78. So, you know, you're getting up pretty close to a traditional retirement age with that group. So, you know, just to sort of reiterate the idea, this isn't about sort of being preachy or bemoaning or anything like that. What we're saying is that everybody who's listening is in a position to fund their retirement. You know, think about ways to prioritize this so we don't feel like we're behind, or if nothing else, we feel like we're making a little bit more progress. We really have three main financial goals in life. One is to have emergency savings. The other is to pay down debt. And the third is the one we're talking about. And then there are some others that we could talk about another time as well.
Well, Mark, thanks for the time this morning. Always appreciate talking with you. Mark Hamrick, Bankrate.